Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So if some of you are wondering what's a conference like in Las Vegas post-COVID, still pretty cool, but it's different. It's just different. Fantastic conference. I went to the Nevada Academy of Family Physicians. Interestingly, I actually got a little depressed. I don't want to say depressed, but I got a little sad. And I think the reason why is a lot of my buddies that are my age, I just saw them age differently. You know, so I'm sitting there. There's a bunch of my former students and residents. So we got the young, you know, millennials, maybe some Zs in the room. And then we got a bunch of us Xers. And then we got some boomers. Okay? And I'm looking around at my Xers and people I went to class with. I look around and one's asleep. And he doesn't fall asleep like in class, you know, like, I mean, he looks like the way my dad or grandfather fell asleep. Then I would talk to one of them, like, what? They can't hear. And then a lot of them were having brain farts, and I'm like, is this me? Okay, guys, we're all in our 20s, remember? We're not in our 20s anymore. Yeah, but in our minds, we're in our 20s. No, we're not. By the way, I need to go to the bathroom. My prostate's acting up. I'm like, what's going on here, people? And then I'm just as bad because I'm like, well, I gotta go potty and I gotta wait till, you know, the Stills Hoffner kicks in. And I can't sit for that long because I'm starting to get some numbness in my leg and I didn't bring a hemorrhoid pillow with me and I really need a pillow behind my chair. And we just were aging. It's really easy to age with your friends because you're all in the same boat. But I know my former students and residents are looking at me like, okay, you know, you're old. By the way, you don't have to be a baby boomer to be called a boomer. These kids are calling you boomers, and I'm like, I'm a Gen X. My son called me a boomer the other day. I go, I'm not a baby boomer. I'm a Generation X. It doesn't matter. Boomer just means you're old. All right, so I'm old. But what was very interesting, and again, shout out to the Nevada Academy of Family Physicians. They did a great job. But what was very interesting is when you used to go to these conferences, there used to be buffets of food. So the eggs, you could scoop out into a brick. I love when the eggs come out into a brick, you know, or pancakes, and then syrup and things like that, or sometimes there'd be a bar. And no, what they did for COVID was the food was individually wrapped. Well, it's really hard to individually wrap eggs. So you had some egg sandwiches. For lunch, you had some sandwiches and boxes and, you know, and so you didn't really have a lot of the food type stuff. And then you didn't have a lot of people coming to the conference. Still, we had a lot of people there, but everybody's kind of spread out. I mean, I sat next to my friend and stuff, but everybody's kind of spread out, and they're all wearing masks. So I didn't understand what anybody said because I need to read lips. And so, you know, and then we're eating, so we're doing this when we're eating. And so it's going to be very interesting because I don't think anybody got COVID because, you know, it was run so well, but it'll be interesting to see if there were any breakthrough cases. But it just was much different because conferences is where you meet, you talk shop, you know, I know a lot of like businesses will pitch things and it just had that when you're staying away from others and you're just keeping, it was just different. So then me and my friend decided to hit the strip and we go, we walk around and my son was with us too and it was, not that busy. Now, this is a weekend. Usually the weekend, it is just slammed. And we've had some busy weekends. But I noticed just not a lot of people. So we went and walked around City Center, which is gorgeous. City Center has some big, beautiful stores, and it's just exquisite. But a lot of those stores are fancy. I think they have like Fendi and Dolce and Gabbana and all these expensive stores I don't shop at because I'm more of a TJ Maxx, a, la 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 TJ Maxx. So I'm more of a TJ Maxx kind of girl than Ross. And it's kind of empty. A lot of these stores were empty. Now, maybe, you know, they're there because, look, we know we aren't going to have a lot of shoppers, and, you know, it's advertising. You know, we are, you know, in Vegas, it's just like we're in New York. But it was just different, and you didn't see people shop. You also didn't see a lot of the bachelor parties. You know, the group of guys going to get, you know, and I don't know, I thought the strip clubs were open. I think they are. So the club scene is still big. People are still going to the clubs. But I didn't see the people spending money. I didn't see people gambling. And I thought we were coming back. But then again, maybe with the variant, and a lot of states out there are saying, well, Vegas is a hot spot. So people in Hawaii are getting nervous, you know, and maybe that's affecting us. But, you know, it just, it's different. And people ask me, is Vegas going to bounce back? Well, of course it's going to bounce back. But is it going to look like it did pre-pandemic? I don't know. And when people say Vegas will never change, well, actually it did, because I was here in the 80s. It was much different. You dressed up when you went to the casino. You dressed up for dinner. You know, there were the shows with the boobies and things like that. And so, yeah, there were still boobies around. But then all of a sudden it changed to, you know, just people and their big drinks and the pot and, you know, more of that party atmosphere. And then, you know, you could wear shorts to a fancy restaurant. I mean, you know, people are walking around the casinos in shorts and bathing suits now, because sometimes they're getting to the pool and they're just walking through the casino in a bathing suit. So it just started to change, and it got a little bit less bougie, but the prices went up. You know, I used to be able to, in the 80s and 90s, get steak and eggs for $1.99. Now steak and eggs is a $100 meal. So I don't know. Vegas might have to reevaluate, and it's been evolving throughout this pandemic, because they dropped prices to, you know, entice people to come back to Vegas. And then, you know, sadly, when you drop prices, you know, many people aren't going to be wanting to spend, though, that kind of money on restaurants. So they're going to be like, well, you know, let's go to the food courts, or let's, you know, just drink. So it definitely changes things. So I do think Vegas is going to come back. There's a lot of, like, hotels that don't have valet, or, you know, a lot of the restaurants are closed. But I think the reason why Vegas is a little different is because we just don't have the employees back. The employees, the people on the strip, the Las Vegans who live here, make Vegas. It's not the tourists. And I'm not seeing a lot of people back to work. So maybe things will change in September. But that's what I noticed. Not a lot of staff. And you really need that smiling Las Vegan saying, welcome to our town. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
This report is sponsored by IBM. You may know that Michael J. Fox has Parkinson's disease, but did you know that this condition affects more than an estimated 6 million people globally? In 2000, Fox launched the Michael J. Fox Foundation for Parkinson's Research, and over the past few years, the foundation has been working with IBM researchers to accelerate the discovery of critical information about Parkinson's disease. And now, this collaboration has reached a significant milestone. IBM Director AI for Healthcare Jianying Hu explains.
In our latest work, we demonstrate a new AI model that identifies typical symptom patterns of Parkinson's disease. The model also characterizes the progression of these symptoms in timing and severity. Hopefully, by using machine learning, clinicians and researchers could have a new tool to better assess and predict the varying progression of symptoms in Parkinson's patients. They can then better manage and treat the disease, as well as identify the best candidates for more targeted and more effective clinical trials.
For more, visit IBM.com/research.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So many of you out there listen to all the reports on alcohol use, listen to all the reports on opioids and opioid deaths, and you think to yourself, all right, yeah, those are addicts, not us, I'm good. And I don't like to label people. I think there's, you know, some people that drink, some people drink heavy. I'd never like to use the term alcoholic, but the old school term where we would call somebody an alcoholic, somebody would drink every day, etc. You know, we don't like, I don't like to use that anymore. But sadly, there are many people that don't consider themselves one that actually are. we've talked about alcohol use, drinking multiple drinks a day, binge drinking. You know, a man drinking more than two drinks a day, a woman drinking more than one is already considered more than moderate. You know, binge drinking is where you have four at one time. It's four to five. So if you're having some shots, yeah, let's do another shot, Dr. Dahlia. No, I had a rum and diet, and I sipped on a beer earlier. No, that's okay. Come on, let's do a shot. Okay, that's already a three. So you see how easy it is. We talked about wine. You come home from work, you're going to start cooking dinner, so you pour some wine, you drink some wine as you're cooking dinner. Then when you cook dinner, you have some wine out there. You have wine in your dinner. Then you drink a glass of wine while at night and you're cooling down. You're already up at three glasses. And you're not using little baby glasses. You're probably using goblets. So it's very easy to start drinking regular alcohol per day. But, which is why, you know, when you hear these stories, always kind of take a second and go, could I be a, you know, a sugar junkie? You know, could I be, you know, addicted to caffeine? Could I be addicted to, I mean, I am addicted to chocolate. Now, I don't have to have chocolate every day, but I have no willpower to walk by a table, see a piece of chocolate, and not touch it. I mean, if I see it, I'm like, okay, oh, I just can't. I fixate on it. So maybe that's an addiction. No, everybody likes chocolate cake. It's not a big deal. Yeah, but think about it. Is there something that you just can't not touch? Porn. Your cell phone. Internet. So the point I'm trying to make is addictive behaviors, there's that potential in all of us. I was very addicted to working out. I had mono. It was like 10 o'clock at night, and I still had to get my workout in. I couldn't not do my workout. That's an addiction. So, or an obsession, at least. So we all have that potential. But the one thing that a lot of people don't talk about, I talk about a lot on my show, is our insomnia and sleeping pill use. So many of us have sleeping issues. I never had a sleeping issue until I hit menopause. And I'm with my doctor, Dr. Kirsten Rogers. And, you know, she's like, how are you? And I go, you know, I'm good. I feel good. You know, no hot flashes, nothing. You still have my periods. But, you know, I have trouble sleeping. I don't know why all of a sudden I'm having trouble sleeping. She goes, I bet you're in menopause. Even though I was still having my periods, and there I was, menopausal. So sleeping happens to a lot of us as we age, issues with sleeping. And many of us will try something to help us sleep. Maybe we'll use melatonin over the counter. Maybe we'll get a prescription for Ambien. Maybe we'll get a benzodiazepine, which is not a good idea, and people will be on that to sleep. And a lot of people might go to alcohol, or they'll go to their pain pill. They're like, well, look, I'm mixing it up, so I don't get tolerant to the melatonin, so I don't overtake the Ambien. I'll use a pain pill tonight, or I'll drink a glass of wine. Now, I don't know about you guys, but if I drink any alcohol, I can't sleep that night. Maybe I'll fall asleep, but I'm up at 1-2. So there is no way I could sleep if I have alcohol, which is why I try not to drink. It just doesn't. It just messes up my sleep, and I really want to sleep. And there's a lot of people out there that really have a medical regimen for sleep. So when you look at 93,000 overdose deaths with opioids, when you look at the numbers of people drinking alcohol, anybody in addiction medicine, primary care, better ask about the sleep. Because I'm going to tell you, a good number of them probably aren't sleeping. Now, the statistics are much lower than I think. The American Sleep Disorder Association says 20% of people have a sleep disorder, including sleep apnea and narcolepsy. Okay, I think many more of you guys have sleep apnea. It's just you're not getting tested. And in terms of insomnia, I think it's a lot higher. According to the National Institute of Mental Health Disorders, 25% of Americans suffer from a mental health disorder like anxiety and depression. Well, if at least a quarter of the country has anxiety and depression, then a quarter of the country probably has sleep issues. According to the CDC, 4% of U.S. adults age 20 and over use prescription sleep aids in the past month. The percentage of adults using a prescription sleep aid increased with age and education. More adult women, 5%, use prescription sleep aids than adult men. Non-Hispanic white adults more likely to use sleep aids than Hispanic, Black, and Mexican American. And then prescription, or non-Hispanic black, prescription sleep aid use varied by sleep duration and was highest among adults who sleep less than 5 hours or sleep more than 9 hours. So 1 in 6 adults have been diagnosed with a sleep disorder. 1 in 8 adults have trouble sleeping and have reported to use sleep aids. So prescription medications like Xanax, like Valium, like Klonopin, benzodiazepines are very addictive. And in fact, you know, we use them for anxiety. But these sedating medications, if you are on them every day and then you miss a dose or you lose your prescription or you can't get it refilled, you could seize. I don't like people using benzodiazepines for sleep. In fact, there was a study a few years back from Arizona State University saying use of sleeping pills was worse than smoking for somebody's health. Sleep researcher Sean Youngstead said they're as bad as smoking a pack of cigarettes a day, not to mention they can cause infections, falling, dementia in the elderly. So side effects of these sleep aids, whether they're the non-benzodiazepine sedative hypnotic like Ambien or the benzodiazepines or the antihistamines like Benadryl, diphenhydramine, you can get sleepwalking, insomnia, numbness, diarrhea, constipation, memory loss, and dizziness. In fact, in 2002, there was a study of 10,500 people that found that those who used sleeping pills were 4 times as likely to die in the 2.5-year study than those who didn't use medications for sleep. Now, some of you will say, okay, yeah, really, yeah, what could you die of? Another study said 35%, there's a 35% increased risk of cancer. I don't want to think any of these sleeping medications you're taking could cause cancer, but Dr. Krippi and colleagues at Scripps found a 35% increased risk of cancer, lymphoma, lung, colon, prostate cancer, even worse than that of smoking. In 2012, a study published in Thorax found benzodiazepine use, like Valium and Xanax, linked to severe lung infection like pneumonia. 2014, a study from China Medical University in Taiwan found only 4 sleeping pills a year could increase your risk of heart attack by 20%. 60 tablets a year, 50% increase. There's also a study where aortic dissection was at increased risk. So maybe what could be going on is the people that need sleeping pills are the ones that might not be having the healthiest lifestyle. If you're a drinker and you can't sleep and then you go to the sleeping pill, alcohol has been linked to heart attacks. If you eat a super big meal at night, a lot of fattening foods, and then you go to bed and you have reflux and you're like, I can't sleep. So, you know, maybe there's that association between those people that need to always hit the sleeping pills or those who might not take care of themselves. But I'm seeing people that exercise, keep their weight down, still have sleeping issues. And so, you know, I am concerned because benzodiazepine withdrawal, if you, let's say, aren't taking your Xanax and Valium that you've been on regularly, you could get anxiety, insomnia, restlessness, heart palpitations, headaches, tremors, nausea, inability to concentrate, hallucinations, psychosis, seizures. Not to mention, it can interact with alcohol and opioids and worsen the respiratory depression and the overdose. I want to know how many of these 93,321 deaths from drug overdoses, 69,000 from opioids, how many of them also had a benzodiazepine on board? I'd really like to know those numbers because I think they go hand in hand. So these medications, a lot of times they're prescribed every 8 hours. I wouldn't do that. I would only prescribe it right before bed, sparingly. You know, and if you need refills, I want you to see a sleep specialist or somebody for your anxiety. But, you know, a lot of people are in pain. They have back pain. They have knee pain. They have arthritis. So what they're doing is they're taking a sleeping aid to sleep through it. So maybe we have a pain crisis. Maybe we have an acid reflux crisis. Maybe we have an anxiety disorder crisis. These things have to be looked at. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Now with orders to stay. stay at home. Public health concerns. The reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senators are diving into the nearly $1.2 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill this week.
I hope we can use our time in the Senate efficiently. The longer it takes to finish the bill, the longer we'll be here.
Democratic leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, saying there will be numerous debates and votes on amendments on the bill. Philadelphia District Attorney Larry Krasner held a press conference on Monday to give an update on his effort to sue pharmaceutical companies responsible for opioid addiction and deaths. The DA saying that big pharmaceutical companies have lied to doctors and are directly at fault for getting people addicted.
We have found that it is not enough money. We have found that the money will be coming too slowly, and by too slowly, I mean over nearly 20 years.
You're listening to USA Radio News. A new pandemic record is being set for folks being screened at the nation's airports. The TSA is saying more than 2.2 million people went through security checkpoints on Sunday. A doctor is speaking out regarding his experiences treating COVID-19 positive patients.
Dr. Michael Boulding made an emotional plea for people in Arkansas to get the COVID-19 vaccine. He speaks with CNN's Pamela Brown about what it has been like treating unvaccinated patients as cases surge.
Literally just came from a patient's room in his 20s, and it took six people to get him in a prone position on the ventilator. And we are seeing 20 and 30-year-olds dying now from a preventable illness, and it's heartbreaking.
From the USA Radio News West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets five-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So let's kind of give you some of the latest. Apparently COVID-19 cases have spiked about 312%, right, over the last 3 weeks. There's hot spots in Florida, Louisiana, Missouri, and they have said they have reached capacity. That's not good. One of the reasons why lockdowns got instituted is because of the overwhelming nature of the virus when it came to the hospital. On Sunday, the U.S. recorded 25,141 new cases of coronavirus with a seven-day rolling average of 79,951 or 80,000 cases a week. This is up 312%. From the 19,400 recorded 3 weeks ago. Additionally, 71 COVID deaths were recorded on Sunday with a seven-day rolling average of 341, which is up 45% from the average of 234 deaths recorded 21 days ago. So at UF North on Jacksonville, COVID-19 patients are being forced to occupy beds in the hallways of the hospital's emergency department. At Our Lady of Lourdes in Louisiana, doctors are converting regular beds outside of the ICU to deal with a surge in patients. Now, the White House has reached their goal. I believe that Biden has reached his goal of 70% of Americans getting at least one vaccine. So we have made some huge headway, but sadly, this Delta variant is obviously taking its toll. In terms of hospitalizations, I have now seen them double in the last 2 weeks. So, and that's just being reported on Worldometers. In terms of my local area, we're seeing cases rise. India is not dealing with as many cases as they were, but they still have cases. Russia, UK, seeing more still, Mexico reporting, and, you know, every day we're still going to hear of more cases, Bangladesh, Malaysia, but, you know, we're trying to look for where is the next wave. You know, the UK has been, from what I understand, seeing some good news. Now, as of last week, we spoke about this, cases were starting to go down, and so we think the UK might have peaked in early July, and the cases are starting to go down. Now, they peaked almost as much as their December, January, but their death rate wasn't as high. In fact, their death rate stayed pretty stable. It rose a little bit, but it was nothing like previously. So that, to me, is some pretty darn good data. And if the UK is starting to see some light at the end of the tunnel, and they've had a very robust vaccination program, we might too. Unfortunately, though, you have, you know, many concerns and calls for, you know, the booster, for masks, mandates, things like that. So Fauci has promised that he is not expecting there to be mask mandates. And that is, not mask mandates, lockdowns. He does not feel that they're going to go to lockdowns. And I think that as well, because I think the devastation was so bad that no public official wants to have that on their election resume. And Biden wants to get the economy going. I told you, I think he's going to want to retire soon, and he's going to want to let Kamala Harris become president under his order, under his doing. So he leaves on a high note, and he's not going to leave until the economy is better. And so that's just my guess. That's a guess. That's not fact behind that, but it's just they really seem to be putting Kamala Harris into this, you know, these roles that we really don't see the vice president do, and I think he's trying to build up a resume as quickly as possible. But, you know, Florida continues to lead the nation with an average of 27,681 cases a day. It's a record figure, surpassing the previous high of 17,900 set January 5th, and it does represent about a 342% increase. So, you know, as these hospitals get overwhelmed, this is why I keep saying if we're going to do any sort of infrastructure, do we have facilities that can immediately turn overnight into an ICU? Does our infrastructure have people in training? Or are they going to pay for medical students to be trained and staff to be trained, where if anything does happen, we could immediately convert facilities into hospitals? Because that was a big problem. I think we had a lot of deaths in the early 2020 months because people were dying at home. People were sent back to nursing homes. There was no place to put them. We didn't have enough hospitals. Well, that's not cool. I think there are like 4 to, I forget how many million people are in Nevada. We only have like 6,200 hospital beds. It's not enough when you have a pandemic. Now, mind you, hospitals are expensive. I get that. But, you know, if you really want to be prepared for a pandemic and not, you know, cause an economy to completely crash, then we need to make sure we have better medical infrastructure. It's pretty simple. Apparently, one hospital official in Florida told Local10.com that they believe a new variant originated in Colombia, spread from travel from Colombia to Miami. In the last week, Carlos Migoya, CEO of Jackson Health, said 10% of our patients have the Colombian variant. Why? Because of the travel between Colombia and Miami. Now, the variant of the Colombia variant is a 1.621, a B1.621. And I don't believe it's a variant of concern, but it's already been picked up in 2.7% of testing samples. Now, a MedRxiv preprint, which means it hasn't been yet approved for full-on publishing, analyzed the variant's characteristics and reported that this new variant from Colombia has become dominant in some parts of Colombia. It emerged from the B1 lineage. The UK recently designated B.1621 as a variant under investigation, as 16 cases have been reported. And we don't want this one to be the new Delta. So we're watching these things, you know, pretty closely. But my concern with just all of this is, let me just see if I could pull up Colombia's numbers. I don't know if I have Colombia's numbers. I apologize. I don't think I have Colombia's full cases. But I just don't want this to be the next Delta. So, you know, with cases rising and people kind of, you know, playing the blame game, I think just everybody's gotten it out of their system. Everybody's blamed. People are trying to blame the unvaccinated. People are blamed. I blame our infrastructure and our medical infrastructure not being ready. Cases, by the way, are going down. They had a huge peak, by the way. I don't know if it was their dominant, but Colombia had a huge peak end of June. Their case numbers going down drastically, very steeply. Their case numbers going down. Their death rates are going down. But their third wave was kind of one of the biggest. I think this wave for us is not going to be as big. I think we are going to turn the corner of it. We're going to have to get vaccinated. You know, but in terms of, you know, locking down, no, I wouldn't advise it. In terms of mask mandates, I see what you guys are wearing. If you're going to put money into COVID, put money into N95 respirators and pass that out. Get everybody access to N95 respirators. Get, you know, help those that have transportation problems to get a vaccine, maybe do some neighborhood vaccine clinics. Now, it is being reported that many countries might have to throw away vaccines. I think in Israel, they might have to throw away a vaccine. In America, we expanded the Johnson & Johnson expiration date from 4.5 months to 6. Many people kind of thought that was a little odd, but if the vaccine still works and we don't really have a lot of data on it expiring and we were like just playing it safe and they think that the vaccine still works, I wouldn't mind expanding the expiration date. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DR-SELLY.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Hello, I'm a bald person. Which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I've been very, very open about why I've been concerned about when the coronavirus was leaked, if it was leaked, and the transparency coming from China. Because when China was saying that they were having thousands of cases by December, that when you do the math, that means a lot of the cases, original cases, probably started back in August, September, a few months back. And then President Trump
and his team had said, look, this happened August of 2019. And, again, nobody wanted to believe him. Well, now, apparently there's been an addendum to a report being compiled by the Republicans on the House Foreign Affairs, and it is adding to the Wuhan lab leak theory. And they claim that the COVID leaked out in September 2019. So interestingly, they said coronavirus first leaked from a laboratory in Wuhan in September 2019, shortly after the Chinese research facility tried to improve air safety and waste treatment systems. Now, this report has cited, quote, ample evidence that scientists from the Wuhan Institute of Virology, aided by U.S. experts and Chinese and U.S. government funds, were working to modify coronaviruses to infect humans, and such manipulation could be hidden. Now, their author cited a stream of open source information, including satellite imagery, showing a surge in visitors to hospitals long before cases were reported emerging at a nearby market. And it reports how scientific papers written by researchers prove that the Wuhan Institute of Virology was doing dangerous genetic modification research, so-called, quote, gain-of-function experiments in unsafe laboratories. So they said, as we continue to investigate the origins of the COVID-19 pandemic, Representative Mike McCaul says, I believe it's time to completely dismiss the wet market as the source of the outbreak. That's according to a top Republican on the House Foreign Affairs Committee, Representative Mike McCaul. He said, instead, as the report lays out, a preponderance of the evidence proves that all roads lead to the WIV, which is the Wuhan Institute of Virology. He said, we know gain-of-function research was happening at the WIV, and we know it was being done in unsafe conditions. He demanded a bipartisan investigation into the origins of the pandemic that has now claimed 4.4 million lives around the world. If I do have a death toll, sadly, it has affected, I think, about 630,000 Americans, 4.2 million deaths worldwide. Yep, 630,000 Americans, 35 million total cases. So this, I also wonder if it was a distraction. I mean, I don't want to believe that it was purposely distributed to kill people and to mess up the election. I'm not convinced of that. But I told you, the original SARS outbreak, I believe it was the Singapore Health Ministry, had concluded the 2002 to 2003 SARS outbreak was, again, a lab accident. Somebody got exposed at the lab. Then a couple years later, a couple people died of COVID because of an issue at the lab. So China has been vehemently denying that the virus leaked. Even though when this first happened, I'm like, this is strike three, people. But that consensus was thrown into doubt when a string of scientists said they could not be sure of the pandemic's origins. As a result, President Biden ordered the intelligence community to look again at the question. Okay, yeah, but if the virus did escape, and they believe September 12th, 2019, the cover-ups are, I don't know how, you know, it's going to be really hard to go back. You're going to have to get also hospital records of people, you know, diagnosed with pneumonia in early fall, and the zip codes and the areas, you know, in which it happened. The Wuhan market, and for those of you guys that are like, oh gosh, listen to all these conspiracy theorists, here's where the Wuhan market would have played a role. You know how we keep talking about these super spreader events? People are worried about Obama's birthday party, that it'll be a super spreader event, or the Garth Brooks concert, or whatever. People always worry about super spreader events. So the Wuhan market, if it keeps coming up, I'm sure there's some role that people with COVID might have been at that fish market and gave it to each other. And it might have been a super spreader area because it's a pretty busy area. That doesn't mean it originated there. When you have a bunch of people that said, yeah, I've been there, well, that could just mean they were exposed to people there. You know? So it's like when somebody comes home and goes, Mom, I got the flu. They're like, well, how'd you get the flu? You were in school or you've been homeschooling? Well, I went to the mall. Okay, so you got the flu at the mall. Well, you didn't get the flu at the JCPenney at the mall. You got the flu from somebody who could have been at the mall but got it from somebody else. So these locations don't necessarily mean they have to be the source.
So the fact that there's evidence, including satellite imagery, showing increased activity in hospitals around the WIV headquarters, as well as a spike in the use of internet search terms related to COVID-19 symptoms, now we're kind of looking at a little bit more interesting data. If China doesn't usually have a pneumonia outbreak at the end of summer, early fall, and you are picking up data that groups of individuals, and you could find by their IP address where they live, you could then see that COVID was around before then. Now, apparently, the hospital or the institute said there were new and underreported information about safety protocols at the lab, including a July 2019 request for a $1.5 million overhaul of a hazardous waste treatment system for the facility, which was less than 2 years old. They said such a significant renovation so soon under the facility began operation appears unusual. Yeah, if it's a new facility or a new system, why do we have to do a $1.5 million overhaul? They say the renovations all raise questions about how well these systems were functioning in the months prior to the outbreak of COVID-19. So if 2 months prior to the alleged leak, there were people saying, look, we have a problem here, that did it happen before then? So they believe that there was a cover-up. There was a leak from the BSL-4, the highest level biosecurity facility. So, you know, again, I don't know if I'm ready to say somebody purposely, you know, wanted this out there, but would I be surprised that somebody was tinkering with it? No, doesn't surprise me at all. Am I surprised that the virus could change because it's so constricted and confined in a lab that's unnatural for it? Yeah. So I think that there's, sadly, a lot of, unscrupulous activity that might have gone on. In terms of the White House funding this, that really is a bad optic. But as I said before, I'm not surprised if U.S. funds research in other labs. Many times they do that. So they can, you know, collaborate, so they can get data. But my problem with the funding is if we did have that funding, then how come in September 2019 we didn't have immediate access? Or even December 2020, we didn't have immediate access. If I'm funding something and I'm paying the rent, I better have a key to that apartment, to that house, to that lab. And the fact that America is still in the dark, that's a problem. That's just not cool. So the Republicans on the committee are going to submit the full report in September. They claim the facility sought to improve their waste management and ventilation system. So why? They were operational for less than 2 years, the Wuhan National Biosafety Lab. So we need to know why. And then Fauci and Rand Paul, Senator Paul and Dr. Fauci were arguing about the $600,000 NIH grant. Gang of function is this controversial practice that involves altering a virus or pathogen in order to study the development of new diseases and their transmission. Some people say, look, we need to do this because in case they have a bioweapon. But if they're the ones that originally had the bioweapon, what are they doing? What are they tinkering with? So it's obviously not a good optic, and it's very, very concerning that here we are almost 2 years out and still have gotten nowhere. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared, and now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.